morning, everyone. Would you please be seated?
Meredith, welcome back to your home church. You are a married woman since last I saw you, pre-COVID time. Great to have you here. The flowers are from the funeral on Friday in memory of Alan and Wynne Whitfield, given by their family. It was a good service right up here in the chancel, with just filled with wonderful music. And speaking of that, I have an advantage that you don't have, because when I am celebrating up here, I am surrounded by 20 voices, and by golly, you just think that you were in heaven. It's that good. You got to hear them from a distance. I published The Bands of Marriage between Rachel Elizabeth Jones-Chick and Reed Leslie Madsen. If anyone present knows cause or just impediment why these people ought not to be joined together in holy matrimony, they are to declare it. This is the very first time of asking. Let's proceed with our worship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Mercifully give us faith to know that, as he promised, he abides with us on earth to the end of time, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated.
A reading from the book of 1 Peter. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in so far as you are sharing Christ's suffering, so that you may also be glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory, which is the Spirit of God, is resting on you. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people to give eternal life to all you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed it in truth. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, as we are one. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, 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 alleluia,
alleluia. Please be seated. When you see it happen on the screen, it can be very humorous, but when it happens in real life, it is not funny at all. I'm talking about people making objections just before a couple is to be pronounced husband and wife. In the movies, it's funny. In life, it is deadly serious. And I know because I'm the only pastor, priest that I've ever spoken to for whom it actually has happened, an objection. There is the legal necessity for the priest to announce if anyone present knows cause or just impediment why this couple ought not to be joined in holy matrimony, let them now speak or else hereafter forever hold their peace. And though it happened to me years ago, my goodness, the details still leap out in my mind, though it were yesterday. Fortunately, if you were to call it fortunate at all, the objection was raised 10 minutes before the marriage service was to begin, and it was done over the phone. An anonymous female voice at the other end of the line claimed that the groom was already married, not divorced, and that I would be colluding in bigamy if I went ahead with the service. I didn't want that to happen. The groom's first wife had not died, the anonymous voice said. She was living in the United States, and proof would be brought around to the church. Now, I had been forewarned by the family that there was a disgruntled troublemaker around. But this voice sounded so sane and so collected, and I was legally obliged to hear that objection. But before I hung up the phone, I had the presence to say, I want you to know that I'm legally obliged to listen to you, but as soon as we're finished speaking, I am going to be calling the police. And if you are being malicious, then I'm going to have you charged under the criminal code. I will definitely be there, she said. The police were called. The desk sergeant at first thought this was a prank call. Not her call to me, my call to him, he thought it was prank. But he promised to send a patrol car right away, And in the meantime, the best man had to drive right across town to find a 5-year-old death certificate to prove that the 70-year-old groom was indeed widowed. And the police arrived and set up watch. The accuser drove past the church twice, but did not stop. A death certificate was placed in my hands. 3 ushers blocked the entranceway into the church so no one else could come in, and the wedding started only 30 minutes late, and the bride never did find out what had gone amiss until much later in the evening. I mean, from the sourness of that phone call becoming a sacrament of sweet love, it was a godsend. Just one of my fears in this whole episode was this, that if the person did show up in the middle of the service, can you see me in all my robed splendor trying to arrest someone, especially if they were drunk or violent? Well, that's why the police were called. They would do the necessary arresting. Would there be enough evidence of disturbing the peace, disrupting public worship, which are in the code, by the way, to stand up in court? One could only speculate because it didn't get that far. I want you to take this very unusual incident and go in an entirely different direction. Turn this upside down in your own mind, so to speak. And imagine that the police are coming to this service at St. James Westminster here on this Sunday, not to arrest people for public mischief. This time, they're here to charge people for the crime of being a Christian. Now, we know it's not a crime in Canada, so give me some leeway on this. It is in several countries in the world. It's very, very difficult to be a Christian in something like 40 countries in the world today. But imagine the officers coming down the center aisle to arrest Bill, Susan, Pam. Should I go through some more names? Patricia? To arrest you, bring you before the courts, and have you tried as a true follower of Jesus Christ. Now, here's the really interesting and provocative question. Would there be enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian? Don't you think that's one of the more fascinating, even disturbing questions you might ever be asked? So here we have a scene at court. The police officer would report, "Your Honor, I saw," and list this person's name, "stand up and recite the creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son. I believe in the communion of the saints." But the judge might stare down dismissively. But anyone can say words. Anyone can claim to be a Christian. Where's the real proof? And assuming, of course, that you want to be known as a Christian, this abides at the very core of who we are. At first, you might go on to say more of the same wonderful things. "Well, Your Honor, I sing in the choir. I've been an Anglican from birth. I know the 2 Anglican service books almost off by heart. Your Honor, I don't gossip. I don't take the Lord's name in vain. You're going to find nothing amiss in my computer. I've never made a hurtful tweet." The judge is still frowning, though, oh dear, so you push on quickly. "I've been a member of the Altar Guild. I've been a member of the Parish Council and the foundation of the church. I wear a cross around my neck. I even come to the odd study group to learn more about my faith midweek and attend some of those services midweek. I serve as a reader and a greeter." And to your relief, the judge relents a little and says, "Look, I cannot look into your minds and hearts and judge you truly, but I do see so much that is healthy and good in your life that I am going to reserve judgment." Well, can you bear with me for one more moment with this uncomfortable subject? God comes to us as a friend, as a savior, as a protector, shepherd, creator, the things I love to preach about because they're joyful and positive and holy. But the Bible makes it clear that God also comes to us as a judge, as one who can look into our hearts and minds, our innermost thoughts, and know what we're thinking. And that is rather frightening at times, isn't it? Thou knowest, Lord, the secrets of our hearts, we read in the Bible and in our prayer books. But you see, the judging is not with the purpose of punishing, but to poke and to prod and to encourage and to change behavior and to redeem, to help us be better, so that we ourselves know that we are following in the path of Jesus. After Easter and Christmas, we are now celebrating the two holiest festivals in the Christian calendar. Today, Ascension Sunday, we celebrate Christ's journey heavenward, where he can reign with the Heavenly Father, and Pentecost, the next Sunday, where God sends the gift of the Holy Spirit to set our hearts on fire with love. The Bible says that we can actually tell when the Holy Spirit is active and working in our lives, when we are loving, when we are patient, when we are kind and joyful, when we are generous, faithful, peaceful, gentle, and have self-control. They're classically known as the fruits of the Spirit. There are 9 of them. They're all wondrous gifts. These holy actions will always speak much louder than words in our lives. They will be evidence enough to convict us that God is working in and through us. I hope you're never arrested. I pray that you'll be able to go to bed each night with a clean mind and a pure heart. I trust that you and I will be convicted every day of our lives of being a Christian. What a humble honor that would be. So let me read just once more the 9 fruits of the Spirit. I'll do it slowly, because if there are 1 or 2 of these gifts that are missing in your life or in mine, we might get down on our knees sometime today and quietly ask for that gift sometime this week. The gift of love, patience, kindness, joy, generosity, faithfulness, peace, gentleness, self-control. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen.
Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
As the Church of God, let us be still and pray together. God of glory, may your light shine in our church community as you work among us and bless us with your presence. We offer you the gifts you have given us and all our ministries. We offer you ourselves in the area you have placed us. Holy One, may we live in you as you live in us. God of glory, may the whole world come to know you and give you honor and praise. Encourage us all to stand firm in our faith and strengthened with your steadfast love. May your kingdom come and your will be done. Holy One, may we live in you as you live in us. God of glory, May our homes, schools, neighborhoods, and communities become places where your wonders are seen and experienced in the ordinary things, in everyday living. Fill us to overflowing with continued thankfulness in both the sunlight and in the storm. Holy One, may we live in you as you live in us. God of glory, with your special affection for the discarded and marginalized, the weak and the vulnerable, we pray for all who find life an exhausting struggle or who long for respite. Support all of us in our troubles, bringing us healing and reassurance. Touch us with the gentleness of your peace, especially in our own parish, Val Tucker, Sylvia Brightwell, John Fryer, and Ted. Holy One, may we live in you as you live in us. God of glory, teach us to understand death in the context of your eternity, so that our fears are calmed as we approach it. Welcome with merciful love those who have recently died, and shelter their loved ones in the shadow of your wings. Holy God, may we live in you as you live in us. God of glory, we thank you that through your ascension into heaven, the way is open for us to receive the Holy Spirit. Prepare our hearts each day to welcome you. God of glory, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who in the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church, gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All honor and glory are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever.
Amen.
And saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The food of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. and standing. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. May God the Creator fill us with kindness, gentleness, self-control. May Jesus the Christ fill us with love, joy, generosity. May the Holy Spirit fill us with peace, gentleness, faithfulness all of our days. Amen.
Okay, Signore.